They are directed by Mr. Greg Conway. Please welcome to the stage the Hopkins Junior High Jazz Ensemble.
All right. Hello. This is Cindy Brown Rosefield. I look forward to hearing the band. I teach over at Las Positas College, and I'm over here in Livermore. And it's always a pleasure to hear the great music coming out of Hopkins Junior High School. Martians have landed. Mm-hmm. Oh no, this is the music. Thanks. Oh, good. Fun tunes too. You guys are doing Sugar Train. Ooh, Nicole, it's a beauty. Ready when you are. Excellent. Yeah. Good. Keep the tempo up, guys. Keep the tempo up. I loved it. It was a nice, strong intro. There you go. Keep it moving. Wow, nice. I love the nice sound, the nice warm tone. Nice ideas. You know what? You can take what you do and then just continue soloing, move up to the little higher register as you're progressing with your solo. But I love it. It's a good, nice, big sound. Yeah. Good, good. Right here, when you're playing that line brass, don't bite it off too much. It just kind of give a little bit more grease and a little bit longer on the first of the eighths. Thank you for putting the vibes up in front too and taking the time to do that. Then it projects the sound out, makes it much, much more enjoyable to listen. Hang on to the intonation when you have that, when you're holding on the end of that phrase. How fun. So background, you can build a little bit more since you've got a couple of good strong players. There you go. Very nice. Nice trading with the soloists. Yeah. Yeah, it was great. You had a good chart. Good chart, and you guys played a really nice job of it. I love the solos, some nice blending, nice full sounds in the... Yeah, I love Mike Dana's stuff. Man, he writes real well for all levels, too. Excellent. Also a real nice bass playing, nice upright bass player. Nice solid sound, good intonation. Nice big sound. Beautiful Caitlin on tenor. You know, so funny, I would almost prefer having brushes on this and just giving me a nice stirring. Shh. I just think it might be add to the softness of this beautiful song. Good. On those in the background where you have the moving notes, go ahead and bring those out a little bit more so we can hear feel the flow of the music. Careful of your pitch on the melody. Give me a little bit more on the extension of those notes. So trumpets and the da-da-da, the triplets you have, go ahead and build a little bit at the end of the measure, each of those measures. Just kind of grow with that note. Same thing, sax is the same thing. Oh, nice, very nice. Okay, this can be even stronger. Just give me a little bit more air through here. When you go for that top note, open it up and just make it as full as you can. Very nice. Very nice. A lot of good control in the band. I'd actually, on this song, I'd like to hear a little more about the low end, the low bone, the low berry sax. Also, you know, it's funny, is that I would have loved to have you stay on the upright bass on this. You know, you didn't need to switch. But it's beautiful. Some nice things. A little bit of pitch problems, but you know what? It's just making sure that when you're playing it and you're hearing it, you're locking in all the time. Mostly solo with a solo. Yeah, you know, this is a kind of a jazz rock tune. So go ahead and be a little bit more aggressive on that pyramid, do-da-da, kind of a thing. Keep the energy going, keep the intensity there. We're losing that kind of aggressiveness from the beginning. And a lot of, and so ensemble, this is kind of you guys too. I feel like it's a little milk toasty right now, so I just give me that more a bite, like you're dancing up there. Because this is such a fun groove tune. Right there, that dude, that, it's just it's a little too nice. I want a little bit more funk in there. Yeah, there you did it. So you know what you could do is just make that speak a little bit more. Accent, do-da-do-da-da. You know what, you guys are so good with the dynamics and holding notes and growing on them. But on this tune, I just want it to be a little bit more aggressive. You know, it's good rhythm for the first couple of songs, Sugar Train and Nicole, really nice rhythmical feels. This one, it feels like it's sitting a little bit, especially from where it was kicked off. And when I hear this, I kind of think of that more aggressive kind of funk, that jazz fusion. So on this one, it should be moving forward a little bit more. It's kind of sitting nice and flat. Yeah, good job on the trumpet. Just again, keep working on keeping your ideas flowing through this. The nice thing is that, you know, you've got a couple chords to work with, so it gives you some freedom, but sometimes that freedom, it's harder to fill it in. Ha ba ba da 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 da. Nice. Kind of like the funky drum beat. You know, that's nice. Good solo, good ideas there on the tenor again. I'm going to say the same thing. When you have these not riff tunes, but this kind of funky tunes that it's driven by the rhythm more than the chord changes, obviously, then stretch out your melodic ideas a little bit more, developing the solo. I love the Barry playing. It's really a tight band, some great harmonically going on. I love the solos. Just a couple of things. This last song, it was kind of interesting because it started off real powerful and then it just kind of sat into this groove. So, you know, it's kind of my own thing, but I like it when it's a little bit more aggressive in the horn section. But again, my gosh, some real beautiful things. I would have loved to hear the Vibes solo on that last tune. Just, I don't know why, but it would have been kind of fun to open it up. Great.
We hope you are enjoying the Campana.
Great. Very playing. Thank you all very much, guys.